In 5, 4, 3, 2. It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Welcome to the new year. Please take a moment, start off the new year by subscribing to our channel at Rumble, rumble.com/SkywatchTV, or better yet, get our free app. Download that to your smartphone, tablet, Roku, Apple TV, bypass the gatekeepers of big tech, and get all of Skywatch TV's content right on your device. Topic number 5 as we start off the new year, thrown under the omnibus, catching up on some items that we didn't talk about during the last 2 weeks of vacation, and I pray that you had a blessed and peaceful time with your family. The 117th Congress rushed through a 4,155-page, $1.7 trillion spending bill. Federal government has not had an official budget for a couple of decades now. They just keep doing these continuing resolutions to kick the can down the road. They authorize spending without actually having an official budget as required by the Constitution, but I digress. The Wall Street Journal editorial board called this omnibus bill the worst in history. It contains $858 billion for defense. That's an increase of 9.7%. It's more than the next 9 nations on the list of highest defense spending put together. But $45 billion more than what the Biden administration sought. Not coincidentally, that includes $45 billion in military aid for Ukraine. There's also a symbolic $275 million cut to the IRS's annual budget, which, as you know, was doubled to $80 billion. So again, this means nothing, but the Republican Party is taking a victory lap over that. It also removes the vice president's ability to void an election via the Electoral Count Act reform and clarifies that the role of the vice president in the process is purely ceremonial. The omnibus bill also expressly prohibits Border Patrol funding from being used to improve border security. It's kind of like what the Border Patrol is for, is it not? Anyway, Democrats pushing this through before they lose control of the House of Representatives. This bill also includes $410 million towards border security for Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Tunisia, and Oman. This also includes a Ukrainian Independence Park in Washington, D.C., $335 million to prepare for an influenza pandemic, including surveillance tools, $65 million to help Pacific salmon populations, and no doubt to help those who administer the money, $3 million for bee-friendly highways, not, you know, being friendly to fellow drivers, but friendly to bees, and $5 million more for the salmon, $575 million for family planning in areas where population growth threatens biodiversity. This is what your tax money is being spent on, American citizen. $65 million in 2 programs for Senator Patrick Leahy and a federal building name for Nancy Pelosi. $3.6 million for the Michelle Obama Trail. $477,000 for anti-racist training. $3 million for LGBTQ plus museum in New York City. $1.2 million in services for DACA recipients. Those are the dreamers here in the country without benefit of the law. $525 million for the National Institutes of Health to fight structural racism. $7.5 million to better understand domestic radicalization. And $1 million for gun violence research. Money for gender programs in Pakistan. $200 million for gender equity. You get the idea. The pork barrel. Topic number 4, Saudi Arabia's pivot, a big event that took place in December. The Saudis are pivoting towards China. The Biden administration's willful disregard of our relationship with Saudi Arabia, setting aside our opinions of the Saudis' record on human rights, their religion, the fact is that from a geopolitical standpoint, as strategic partners against an aggressive Iran, the Saudis are kind of an important partner. But the Biden administration's willful disregard of that relationship has led the Saudis now to pivot towards China, China's President Xi Jinping made a visit to Saudi Arabia last month. The red carpet was rolled out, and during the three-day visit, Xi and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman held a number of talks, which led to an agreement, a deal with China's tech giant Huawei to supply the Saudis with cloud computing services and to allow high-tech complexes to be built in Saudi cities. Regardless of, again, what you think of the Saudis, this is a strategic disaster of epic proportions, and the blame falls squarely on the shoulders of Joe Biden, or perhaps more accurately, his handlers. Because, and I'm trying to be gracious here, I'm not convinced that President Biden is really aware of everything that's going on in his administration. Topic number three, Israel. A few stories to report on things that have taken place over the past couple of weeks. Hamas has announced that if new National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir follows through in his plan to visit the Temple Mount, it will blow up the situation. Ben-Gvir plans to enter Jerusalem's flashpoint, the Temple Mount, in the next few days for the first time since taking on his new role. Hamas saying if he goes, things will turn kinetic, shall we say. Meanwhile, sources in Lebanon claim that Hezbollah's Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah is hospitalized in an intensive care unit in Beirut. He abruptly canceled a scheduled speech last week. Hezbollah says that Nasrallah just down with the flu. Everything is fine. We'll see how that develops. And Syrian media claims that Israel launched an airstrike Sunday night against a site near Damascus. This reportedly took place at the Damascus airport against military position there. Syrian news agency Sana reporting that the airport was damaged, two Syrian soldiers killed, two others wounded in that airstrike. As is Israel's custom, no comment from the Israeli Defense Forces. Topic number two, what can possibly go wrong? A startup company in Mexico claims it has launched weather balloons that may have released reflective sulfur particles into the stratosphere, potentially crossing a controversial barrier in the field of geoengineering. Geoengineering, if you're not familiar with the term, is a plan to combat climate change by reflecting the sun's rays back out into space, thereby cooling the planet. This company called Make Sunsets appears to have moved forward with launches from a site in Mexico without any public engagement or scientific scrutiny. It's attempting to sell cooling credits for future balloon launches that could carry larger payloads. Now, this is not a technically difficult thing to do, although we're supposed to believe that chemtrailing is just a conspiracy theory. As we look out over our skies here in the Ozarks today, I can tell you that that's just not true. But spraying sulfur or other particulates into the atmosphere is now being openly recommended as a way to fight, well, what they used to call global warming. Now it's called climate change. But this is highly controversial because we honestly don't know what the long-term effects of this plan is. In fact, there's some good evidence right now that we're actually entering a period of global cooling, which was the fear back in the 70s. I'm old enough to remember the headline stories about a new ice age taking place before they pivoted to global warming. Frankly, the people in Buffalo, New York might welcome a little global warming right now. But the thing is this, if this type of effort, spraying particulates into the atmosphere to reflect the sun, affects some countries more than others, this could actually make geopolitical relationships more difficult. While the people in the equator may object to global warming, the people in, say, Canada or Norway might actually appreciate a longer growing season. We are children. Here's the bottom line. We are children playing with power tools when it comes to trying to mess with the global climate because we really don't understand how all of the parts interact and affect one another. Kind of the same way with the human genome. Let's pray that somebody puts a stop to this before they actually start doing this on a wider scale, assuming it's not already being done. Coming up, some happier news to kick off the new year. That's next on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for SkyWatch TV's Dynamite Fall Special Offer. We proudly announce the Global Acceleration Special Collection. For your $35 donation during this very limited time offer, you'll receive the brand new book from critically acclaimed best-selling author Pastor Carl Gallup's The Yeshua Protocol, an explosion of divine revelation for our unique generation. The new book by internationally esteemed Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East, China's plan to eliminate America and impose a communist world order. And the groundbreaking new book from legendary author Terry James, Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, featuring contributions from Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and several others. In the new book, The Yeshua Protocol, Carl Gallup takes you on a whirlwind tour through the scripture like you've never experienced. Discover the undeniable Yeshua codes buried within the pages of the Old Testament. Learn the inescapable reality that every living cell in creation is encoded with the very name of God. And be shocked when you see what has been secretly lying within the pages of the Bible that allows you to see Yeshua as you've never before fathomed him. Also included in the Global Acceleration Special Collection is Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East. This incredible new work reveals how the Chinese Communist Party is using highly malevolent tools to seize control over Western society with plans for global domination, how they are rapidly seizing the lead on most emergent technologies worldwide, how Beijing is using 9 different political maneuvers to reset the world economy for their advantage, and what the U.S. and its Western allies must do to sideline Beijing's radical New World Order ambition. But that's not all. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented new masterpiece by legendary authors Terry James, Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and others demonstrate unequivocally how deceivers and demonic influences are destroying this generation through reprobate thinking. Find out why the insanity of the so-called woke groups, cancel culture, and the mainstream media are indoctrinating our social, educational, and even military institutions with anti-God, anti-America as founded sentiment, and provides in-depth analysis on emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Don't miss out on these vivid end-of-the-age works. The Global Acceleration Collection, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today is Delilah the dog. Delilah, a puppy in Saginaw, Michigan, who is alive and well today thanks to fast action by some alert and attentive Michigan State policemen. The pup was rescued from a house fire in Saginaw last Thursday. This is according to Fox 2 in Saginaw. Michigan State Police reported that the people inside the house made it out okay, but they weren't able to locate their dog. Police officers, firefighters actually, went in and found the pup near the door. They scooped her up, put her in the hands of the Michigan State Police. Troopers saw she was in bad shape, needed their help. They put her on oxygen. Apparently, they've got a flexible oxygen bag or mask that was able to be fitted to Delilah's face. After about 15 minutes, she responded, woke up, began breathing on her own. Now back with her owners. And good news, kind of a better way to start off the new year. And kudos to those Michigan State troopers who went out of their way to save this little dog. SkyWatch TV's virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, continues. Did it a little differently this time, and I think it's a good idea. You get 90 days access from the day you sign up, and registration continues through February 4th. So from the day you sign up, you get 90 days access to watch 24 presentations plus 6 feature-length documentaries from SkyWatch Films. Check it out. Information, list of speakers, and more available at defenderconference.com. You can register right there. Instant access in full HD. You set the conference schedule. Watch what you want to watch in the order you choose to watch it. Again, defenderconference.com. Kicking off the new year with a look at end times Bible prophecy. 3 brand new books from Defender Publishing, and some experts on Bible prophecy. The focus of this week's conversation on Skywatch TV, Pastor Carl Gallup's new book, The Yeshua Protocol, a jaw-dropping study, by the way. Do you know that the name of God is actually written into your DNA? It's true. Trajectory by Terry James and Tim Moore, and Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, his new book, Kings of the East, very relevant today given the geopolitical situation with China. Don't miss the program or these books. Find more at skywatchtv.com. You can watch the program there. You can check it out at our Rumble channel, Skywatch TV, back on YouTube. You can watch it there or download our app. As I said at the beginning of the program, Apple TV, Skywatch TV, or rather Roku, our Skywatch TV app brings our programming right to your big screen. You can also download it to your mobile device, smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire, phone or tablet. We have links to those app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.